listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Daily driven by Liberty Ford here. Call Your Shot Friday. Frank Wycheck wouldn't commit to the Titans. He did not sound enthusiastic about that Titans football team.
God, right, no. It's like pulling his teeth out covering that. And that's the guy they get, you know, week in, week out. He's supposed to be their biggest advocate.
He is, and he did not sound happy. It seemed like a team, they didn't watch the tape. Now, is that common?
I'll say this. In my 8 years, there's maybe one time that we just scrapped it, that we played, just laid a complete egg. Like the when the Buccaneers got throttled by the Falcons the other night. What was that? That was a Thursday night game. Mind you, there was nothing good to watch. So they probably scrapped it. But I'll say this. There's always, like, even in me doing my Buckeye, it's like, well, what can the Ohio State pull from a 66-0 victory over Kent State? There's always teaching, you know, in these, especially when you get some of your younger players. You know, if Justin Gilbert played the second half of a blowout win, they're going to want to watch that and critique and so on and so forth. But I'll say this, collectively as a team, in some cases it is just to, like, wad it up, you know, like a piece of paper, you know.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Throw it in the trash.
Like Bill Belichick. We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Cincinnati. It's all we can do.
What?
Now, if they don't want to watch the tape, you can by watching every Cleveland Browns game and really every game in the NFL on demand and in HD on your computer, tablet, or mobile device by subscribing to Game Rewind on ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt and I are going to continue to go through the NFL slate now, pick the games, and obviously when you want to chime in and call your shot here on this Friday, you can. St. Louis 1-2, they're undefeated on the road this year, taking on an Eagles team that's undefeated at home 3-1, coming off of an interesting loss to the 49ers in a game where their defense and special teams scored 21 points. 21 points more than their offense scored in that game, where they were shut out by the 49ers defense. Physical defenses can have their way with that Chip Kelly offense, but Eagles at home against the Rams, Las Vegas would say that the Eagles are 7-point favorites.
Yeah, I've got the Eagles at home. I think, you know, Nick Foles, Chip Kelly, LeSean McCoy, they're going to right that ship after a throttling out in the Bay, and they will win at home against the St. Louis Rams.
We are in agreement. I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one as well. And it's interesting that the Rams, you know, you had Sam Bradford, that number one overall pick, was supposed to be your guy. He's out again. They've named Austin Davis, who's actually played pretty well, as the full-time starting quarterback, as the equipment manager of the year, Brad Mellon, walks by the Dog Bowl in Berea. Reigning equipment manager of the year. That's right. There are 32 of them. There's only one of the year, and that's Brad Mellon here with the Cleveland Browns. Fine man, by the way. But I think that, you know, it's just – they haven't gotten the continuity at the quarterback position, and that makes it tough in the NFL. They have a great defensive front, though, and it'll be interesting to see if LeSean McCoy, who has struggled so far this season, averaging just 2.7 yards per carry on the year, if he can get going in this one.
It is, and I look for him to have a – he's got to have a breakout game sooner or later, because these fantasy owners are growing very, very, very upset as weeks go by.
Number
one overall, exactly. But I think that, again, as you said, there's a series of number one draft picks on that Rams defense that it was like almost seemed like year after year they were going number one, number one, number one. Well, this is the time that those guys really need to eat. It just so happens that they've got significant injury on the other side of the ball and they're not able to score points. But I do think it's going to be a battle. I think Philly stays undefeated at home. And like, as I said, Chip Kelly will do everything he can to right that ship there in Philly.
Yeah, I think they go to 4-1. All right, Atlanta at the Giants. Both these teams 2-2. The Falcons coming off of they are winless on the road, coming off of a loss to the Minnesota Vikings on the road. A Vikings team that we just saw get beaten down pretty good last night by the Packers. The Giants, though, starting to get it going. They have won 2 in a row, 1-1 at home on the season. The Giants looked very impressive Thursday night. They've had kind of that long week to prepare. Eli Manning and this offense really seem to be clicking. They'll get their first-round pick, Odell Beckham, back to make his NFL debut. This is a close one. Giants right now currently 4.5-point favorites, according to Las Vegas. How do you see this one going?
Two things. One is my mind still can't get over the loss to the Minnesota Vikings after the way they played last week. So that's one. And then two is, I think the fact that Eli is finally starting to look comfortable in that new offense, that new West Coast offense. He's getting the ball out of his hands. He's not taking sacks. He's not throwing any more picks. He's making decisive decisions. And it bodes extremely well for the offense. So I'm going with the Giants.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants as well. I think that they will win this game, and I think Eli Manning has finally really adjusted and adapted to this offense. And you talked about the time in the pocket. His average time to throw this year, 2.27 seconds. Number two in the NFL. Number one, Peyton Manning. Wow. So the Manning Bros 1 and 2. And why is this a big change? Why is this significant? If you were to look last year, he's at 2.73 seconds. So while that doesn't sound like a big difference, he's getting the ball out a half a second quicker per drop back in this offense. That's what it was designed to do. That's what San Diego did with Phillip Rivers last year to get him kind of restarted and rejuvenated. I like what the Giants are doing. And when they can get leads, they still have that front that can get to the quarterback. But you have some serious weapons. Rashad Jennings is running well. Andre Williams running well. You've got Victor Cruz. You've got Reuben Wandle. And then Larry Donnell, who has come out of nowhere to be an all-world tight end for this team. You get Beckham back. I think they're a complete team. And I think Atlanta's got some great players. Matt Ryan, I think, is a great quarterback. I think Julio Jones is arguably the best receiver in the NFL. Roddy White can still play at a high level, but they're too weak up front offensively, too weak up front defensively, and have too many holes on the defensive side of the ball.
You're right. And just a quick question is, where's Aaron Rodgers on that list of how quickly they get rid of the ball? Is he in top five?
I will tell you in just a moment.
No, because I just know that Ben McAdoo, obviously the new offensive coordinator with the New York Giants, brought that same Green Bay Packers-ish type of offense to New York. And that's why I wouldn't be surprised, because Aaron Rodgers, year after year, is always, you know,
he's always near the top.
Correct.
This year, he's actually a little bit higher up, 2.74 so far. Last year, he was significantly faster than that. Sometimes, though, with Aaron Rodgers, it has to do with the fact that he runs some of those big play action where he holds it and then throws that hook, foosball to Jordy Nelson.
And also, too, they too have struggled up front. So that might, you know, be in turn why he's got to hold the ball a little bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron Rodgers. But this seems to be suiting Eli Manning. So we're in agreement now. So far, we've only disagreed on one game, and that was the first one we did, Chicago, Carolina. I'm going with the home team there, seeing if they can get the job done. All right, we're going to do one more game here. We'll continue to sprinkle these in as we go through, because it's good to talk about foosball, talk about the rest of the NFL. By the way, you're going to see the Falcons this year on the Browns schedule. You're going to see the Panthers this year on the Browns schedule. And you're going to see these next two teams. You've already seen one of them on the Browns schedule. That's Tampa Bay at the Saints. The Buccaneers 1-3. The Saints 1-3. But all three of those losses have come on the road. So they're back at home where they're undefeated. This is a different team at home. The interesting thing is, they go on the road. They lose last week. They get blown out by Dallas. Tampa Bay goes on the road and beats the Steelers.
Yeah.
And yet the Saints, 10-point favorites, according to the finest city in the land, Las Vegas. How do you see this one going down?
I've got to go Saints at home. I think that it's a terrible place to play as a road team. And the Saints and those fans, even at 1-3, they will be hooting and hollering like they're at Mardi Gras. And I think it's just a matter of time before Drew Brees really gets into his groove, and there's no better time to start than in your own home.
I think this is going to be a blowout. I think the Saints have been kind of teetering around, and they haven't played at the level everybody should expect them to play at. They got absolutely embarrassed on national TV, 38-17, and that game wasn't even as close as the score indicated. I think this is the week they come out and light somebody up, and I think it's going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think they will fall victim. No Mike Evans in this game for Tampa. Their defense has been a little bit slow to adjust to the new Lovie Smith cover two scheme. I think this is going to be a big game for the New Orleans Saints. All right, to recap our picks here, as we're a quarter of the way through, Chicago, Carolina. I've got Carolina. Matt's got the Bears. St. Louis at Philly. We both have Philly. Atlanta at the Giants. We both have the Giants. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. We are both on the Saints here. So far, you're the only one who's ventured out to a road team. I'm going to get there, though. I've got a
few.
I'm going to get there. Don't you worry. I'm going to get there. Hour number two coming up, 2:15. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer, 2:30. Friday forecast with the kid. We're going to continue our picks, but we want to hear from you. Call your shot here. 216-578-0850, and let us know. The Browns will win if blank. We're actually going to kick off the second hour with some of those tweets and let you know where your head's at about this Browns team. Matt says stop the run. I say protect the football. Move it in the fourth quarter. Score more points than the other team, for Captain Obvious out there. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.